It's 13th of June. I have to clarify some points from yesterday's podcast episode. Let me remind you that I said that Western weapons, albeit not in the volumes that it should, but anyway, are going to Ukraine and are already being used at the front. I quite consciously called it good news, and I really believe that the more guns, tanks and other equipment the Allies give us, the better. I think some may be tempted to accuse me of rejoicing in getting things which main purpose is to kill, which means that I rejoice in killing and consider death to be good news. This is not true, and now I will try to explain my position. Until February 24 of this year, I was consistent pacifist. I do not serve in the army, I never took up arms, I even tried to avoid military style and clothes. This pacifism was in many respects acquired. After working in Syria, Iraq and other hot spots, you know for sure that war is always a huge number of innocent victims, refugees, crippled people, oceans of pain and suffering. And at the same time, for the last 3 or 4 years, I was sure that a full-scale Russian invasion in Ukraine could not be avoided. The Russians were obviously being prepared for war, dehumanizing Ukrainians around the clock on all TV channels and from the rostrum of amusing Russian parliament, drawing maps of the dismembering of Ukraine live on TV and publishing manifestos in the state newspapers about the need to liquidate our state. I even remember the moment when I realized that the war is inevitable. My former friend, himself a Ukrainian by birth but living in Russia, wrote to me a message after a few years of silence. After the revolution of 2014, when Ukraine finally made a choice in favor of Europe, we stopped communicating with him when he took a strange position. Not everything is so simple. You can't just break ties with Moscow like that. And a few years later, he suddenly wrote to me, "Your Ukraine would rather die." That's when it became clear, that's all. Russians warmongers succeeded so much that they could even make ethnic Ukrainians hate their homeland. So there will be a big fight. I thought a lot then about what I would do when the war began. And I decided that I would be a fixer for foreign journalists. This is the name of a person who helps reporters get all the necessary documents, knows how to get to a particular region, can find interesting stories or people. Usually, local journalists work as a fixers for foreigners, and they work with pleasure. After all, major Western media pay a lot of money. In Iraq, for example, a skilled fixer received his monthly reporter's salary from a foreigners in a day. I remember was plans of mine at the end of the third month of the war. I woke up in the barracks next to my rifle and a bag of cartridges and almost said aloud to myself, "Hey, how did you get there? Remember, you wanted to be a fixer, help foreigners better understand our war and even earn money for your daughter for a good university. How did it happen that instead you are freezing in a position with a rifle?" Now we have come to answer the question, why is yesterday's pacifist rejoicing in the supply of weapons? Okay, everything is very simple. I didn't go into fixers, did not stay in a peaceful profession, but took up arms simply because I knew that Ukraine and Ukrainians have no chance of surviving if this war is lost. The enemy has come not just to conquer our land, but to destroy an entire nation. It is not even kill or be killed situation. This situation is kill or you, all your loved ones be killed, even the memories of your ancestors and your culture will be destroyed. In such a situation, even Mahatma Gandhi would have reached for a rifle.